They have called for that country to switch to a four-day week to help fight stress and increase satisfaction in the workplace. The idea is not new. When I worked for a television current affairs program here in Brisbane in the early 80s, we did 12-hour plus days and everyone had a long weekend. We were able to do it. A lot of people can't. I find the idea interesting, though, because it's probably one of the next steps that we'll see in the ongoing changes to the way we work. But how practical is a four-day week, and is it the way of the future for Australian businesses? Morris Mislavsky is a futurist. He joins me. G'day, Morris.
G'day.
How are you?
I'm very good, thanks.
Do you like this idea?
No, not really.
You got to say what you think.
I do. Look, the notion of it's really good, and we all love a long weekend. You know, I'm no different. But a long weekend every weekend I don't think is all that practical for everybody. The notion makes sense. The thought behind it is that if we work a little bit less, we can look after our health, our family, our well-being, that we can concentrate work into 4 days and get things done in that period of time. On the surface, it might make sense, but you know, human beings, me especially, I just don't know whether I can play that game all the time.
Yeah, well, that's right. And I mean, it depends if you're going to reduce to a four-day weekend. It depends how much you can get done in the 4 days.
I think so. I really do. And as much as the notion does make sense on paper, I don't think in actuality it does. And more importantly, from my viewpoint as a futurist, it's not the way we're going to work into tomorrow anyway. So we're really using an old system.
Yeah, thinking about how work is going to, and how our lives are going to change into the future, fascinating stuff. I mean, already for lots of people, there are no such things as weekends because they're retired. Every day's just about the same.
And I think we're going to see more of that, not the retirement, but the notion of the weekend being Saturday, Sunday, I think is going to blur out. The notion of having to have a holiday around Christmas or kids' holidays is going to blur out. What we're going to do increasingly, and we've started to, and you said so in your intro, we're going to work more to project and task. In other words, things need to get done when things need to get done.
Yeah.
And when that's finished, we might take a half a day off, we may take a week off, a minute, an hour, and we'll go on to the next task. And it's how we worked before the Industrial Revolution. And the farm needed cultivating, it needed whatever it needed, and we did that until it was finished.
Yeah.
And then we went on, we had the next task, we had family time or whatever else we needed to do. Industrial Revolution came along and we said, look, we need to get together, it has to be between 9 and 5, let's all get to one place, do things together and make a final widget or product or a service. And that's what we did for a couple of hundred years. But technology is kind of saying, well, that experiment's over, let's try something new.
Yeah, and again, I'm going to refer to my time in the media because it's what I know. And I mean, we were talking back in the late 90s about television crews never having to go near a television station again because pictures can be linked back. Everything could be written in the van or from home and fed up to the station, online. And that's one thing that's changing. I guess we'll see lots of that sort of stuff happening. And 9 to 5 might go out the window.
I think it should. You know, as I said, it served its time. It was purposeful and useful, but I don't think it's going to serve it as well. Some industries, some jobs, obviously will have to be 9 to 5. You know, we wouldn't want our hospitals to close for 4-day weekends. We need our bakers on. You know, we need electricians when we need them. Well, you know, it makes sense for some industries. But it doesn't have to make sense for every industry moving forward.
We tend to think of things the way they are where we are. And I mean, there may well be changes in other areas as well. I mean, we go to school from, 9 till 3 or 4, Monday to Friday. But in plenty of places around the world, they go to school on the weekends as well.
Absolutely. And school is also going to be decentralised over the next decade. So as we move 10, 20 years from now, kids will go to school. They'll need a physical place to go. But I think they'll be doing more work away from school, in work groups, working in industry, strangely enough, doing all kinds of things that aren't, again, that 9 to 3, 9 to 4 model that we used to have.
Yeah, what else do you see changing?
Look, the way that we work is also ostensibly different. I talk about the notion that in the next 10 years, 60% of the tasks we'll be doing haven't yet been invented.
Mm.
We just don't know. 10 years ago, social media, we were hoping would go away. Mark Zuckerberg, would be forgotten and this whole nonsense would disappear. And it hasn't. Yeah. It's become one of the biggest industries on the planet.
Yeah, so it's very possible that that the jobs that our children will hold aren't invented yet.
Well, absolutely. And talking about that, with our kids, the thing that we know, the Australian Bureau of Statistics tells us that our kids will have 6 careers and 14 jobs. they'll live to 120 or 150 years of age. They'll work into their 80s.
Yeah.
What they will do, how they will experience it and what they'll get out of the world and what work will mean to them is not what it did for a baby boomer like me. That doesn't make it better or worse. It just makes it different.
Different, that's right. Joe Hockey will love them, work until you're 80.
Well, I think so. But again, this is not 9 to 5. This is not Monday to Friday. This is just doing what has to be done.
Yeah.
They'll be working differently. We're working much longer than our parents did. One of the wonderful stats is in the last 150 years in Australia, we've doubled our life expectancy. And we've done it without DNA, without technology as we understand it. So we're working longer than we did 100 years ago anyway, longer than we did 50 years ago.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I saw a report the other day along the lines you're talking about. Admittedly, it was out of Britain, but I'm sure it would translate here, saying that one in every three children born in Britain at the moment will live to be 100.
I think well beyond. Again, it's quoting the ABS, because they are what they are.
Yep.
They tell us at the moment that we've got just under 300 people in Australia who are over 100 years of age, 100 years or more.
The other day, yeah.
So, and they tell us in 2050, we will have 72,000 Australians over the age of 100.
Yeah. It's kind of scary in some ways.
Well, it's kind of different. I mean, it really is kind of
different.
Sometimes
that's scary.
You know, scary, most of us get used to things, you know, I talk about them as if they're going to happen tomorrow. 2050 is a long time off.
Sure.
We'll come to it slowly. We already know lots of people who are 80 and living in good health. When I grew up, that was an unusual thing.
Yeah, absolutely right. All right, so we'll knock the 4-day week on the head.
Well, some will love it, some won't, but I don't think as a mandated activity in Australia it's going to work all that well.
Right, terrific to talk to you, Morris.
And you.
Take care, mate.
Thanks.
See you, mate. Business futurist. Morris Mislowski talking about